coming up on the program that's happening next hour. Lincoln Park Zoo is opening up. We're going to talk to the director about what you can see and you can't see, and how are the animals handling a human-free zoo, spectator-free zoo. I'll bet you they're digging it. Maybe not. Maybe they're just natural performers. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, there's a Chicago alderman that wants to ban all flavored tobacco, wants to get rid of all the vaping stuff. Right when I was trying to get it put into Major League Baseball, they're taking it away. Look at that. We'll find out about that coming up after the 4:30 news. But right now, Bernie Lacock is with us. He's owner of River North Gym. And gyms and salons are opening up. And I got my hair cut, Bernie, last week, and it was a totally different experience than it used to be. Because like, you're the only person in the salon, and then everybody's wearing the PPE, and they got the PPP for the salon itself. I'm very confused about all these acronyms. And then there's the what they can do and they can't do. Gyms, it seems to me, with all due respect to the industry, and I belong to a gym and I love going to it, but people weren't always cleaning off the equipment after they were using it and things like that. Now it's really kind of compulsory, right?
Absolutely. We're living in a completely different world now. You know, everybody's going to be responsible for cleaning in the new reality of COVID in the health clubs. So, you know, we're going to see people wiping down equipment, walking around with spray bottles and their own personal sanitation. You know, we're providing wipes and sanitation and multiple different ways for people to clean equipment. And the staff is going to be a big part of that as well.
So the staff's responsible for going around and cleaning stuff. But after you use, like, let's say you get on the elliptical machine or whatever, right? Because then you get your hands and your feet. You're supposed to, it would be up to the person who used the elliptical to clean the elliptical?
Yeah, so one thing that we're doing is we're providing a code of conduct when people come back to the gym. So, you know, the big thing is about fear. People are really scared to come back to the gym. So we really need to educate people and be very transparent. So when they're coming back to the gym, we'll have them sign a code of conduct, a waiver. And, you know, when people come into the gym, we literally give them a towel and we give them a spray bottle with sanitation solution in there so they can wipe the equipment down before and after. The whole staff is going to be cleaning, so including me. So when people aren't wiping down equipment, you know, we'll go up and say something to them, and we'll let them know when they're coming back if they're not following, the procedures, that we're going to come up and have a conversation with them.
Uh-oh. They don't like confrontation at a gym. They're using the towel and the little spray bottle you give them, right? They're supposed to use that. So everybody who comes out of the gym floor, whether they're getting on a elliptical or treadmill or whatever it is, what if it's something where that they're not actually touching with their hands? Do they still have to wipe that down like a treadmill? They still have to wipe that down because they're hitting the buttons to get it started.
Yeah, you know, we want them to spray down the high touch items. That's obviously where transmission would happen. So if they can spray down, those items, but the cleaning crew will be coming through about every hour to do a deeper clean on all the cardio equipment. And then we've also spaced it as well. So there's 6-foot distancing between the equipment. So we've taken those pieces of equipment out of order so people can't use them. So that provides another safety barrier.
Yeah, because it seems like people who would be breathing heavily while they're working out, I mean, that seems like that's would be akin to singing or anything else like that. You know, there's a lot of exhaling. There's a lot of material from your lungs that comes out in that. So you do have to be probably even further apart in a gym, especially in a cardio area, than you would in almost anything else. And there's not to mention the sweating part.
Yeah, we've actually taken extra measures and we put 10 foot in between the cardio equipment. Exhaling, there's water particles that are exhaled. So, you know, we wanted to create extra safety. And I think what a lot of gyms have done, especially us, is we've actually increased the air volume in the gym. So one of the reasons we can work out outside right now is because there's just so much air volume. So, you know, a lot of clubs have increased their HVAC systems to create more airflow through the clubs.
Is there a different filtration system that you guys are using? I know there's some people talking about maybe going to a different filtration system. I just don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different things. So we actually installed an AirFix. So it treats an area about 20,000 square feet, and it produces molecules of hydrogen peroxide. And what that does is it fills the whole gym, and it kills the membrane. It breaks down the membrane of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. So that's one of the things that we've done to help clean the air. We want to clean the air. We want to clean the equipment. We want to clean the floors. We want to clean people's hands. So those are the high points for us.
All right. And as you mentioned, and Brian Lecoq is who we're talking to, owner of River North Gym. Are people coming? Are you open now?
So we're open for personal training. So we are doing personal training right now. And then on Friday, we actually get to open with 25%. So really excited about getting the energy back in the gym and getting people in there and to take off that COVID-19.
So what does 25% look like? How do you know what that number is?
A lot of gyms have a placard for fire code. Otherwise, you can look it up online to find out what fire code is. And it's per square foot, and you can figure it out for each room.
And do people have to sign up in advance? Do they have to make reservations to work out, or they just show up?
Yeah, we're gonna have people sign up in advance. So we're already currently doing that with personal training. So we'll have them sign up in advance. It just gives us control over cleaning. So when people come in, we can assign them a locker. We can assign them a shower. We can give them a towel. And that will allow us to, track people. So, tracking is, just being transparent. If somebody comes down with something, we'd like to be able to track and, talk to people about being in the gym when somebody with COVID was in there. Mm-hmm. So we're hope that we can create safety for our members.
How are the... Can you hold on 1 second? Because I got a million questions.
Okay.
You mind? Hold on, because I got to do the traffic here. But I don't understand like the shower piece and all that in the gym. So stay right there. Bernie Lecoq is with us. He owns a gym downtown Chicago, River North Gym. We will come right back to him. If you've got questions, 312-981-7200 about gyms or going back to them, starting to get worked out again, see how that whole thing goes. Because it seems like the last thing that would be opening, but we're opening now. So we're trying to get everything open and get as back to normal as we possibly can. Right now, Lauren Lapka's got the WGN traffic. All right, Bernie Lecoq is with us. He is the owner of River North Gym, and we were just trying to figure out the gym situation here. And we got down a tangent, as often happens on this program, Bernie. I just want to understand this. So you have locker rooms in your gym, and you're still going to let people take showers in the locker rooms?
So starting on Friday, we're going to let people take showers. So, we want to create the safest atmosphere that we can. So what we're going to do is we're going to have spray bottles at each shower so they can and spray the showers down before and after. And then we'll still continue with our regular cleaning, hopefully hour upon the hour. So that's the best way to keep things safe.
Yeah. So you're taking responsibility for making sure that what you're entering into there is also clean. And then the locker, do they spray down the locker when they use it or after they use it?
Yeah, so we have a fogger. So we can fog the gym as well. So, the electrostatic sprayers have become really popular, and one of the reasons for that is it creates a positive charge that attaches to everything. So we're going to spray down the gym, the locker rooms, the showers, dumbbells, equipment. So I think we've gone beyond the call of duty to create a really sanitized surrounding.
Oh, so when people are coming in or they're calling you, are they expressing any kind of concerns about what are they asking you questions about all these things, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, we're getting some questions, and the rest of the country's open, or most of the country's open, so I've got to see what other people are doing and what they're saying around the country. And, you kind of asked about the locker room, and at River North Gym, one of the things we do is when people come in, they'll walk on a sanitizing mat, so it kills 99% of everything. So when they're walking through the locker room, that gets tracked through the club, and the first place they're going is typically the locker room. So that kind of helps sanitize things, and, so we can explain all the policies and procedures, and that's really why we want to have a code of conduct, so we can kind of educate people on what's going on. So when you compare this fitness industry to what's going on at your local grocery store or hardware store, mm-hmm. They're not doing any of these things.
Right. Well, they do some. I mean, there are some things in terms of distance, and I guess the spraying piece has been, I know, utilized in like big box stores and things like that. In terms of like working out, because you are because people, you know, their lung capacity is being stretched there. This fogger, the spray stuff that you're using, that's not an issue?
No, we won't do that when people are around. So we can close on the lockers, locker rooms, and we can spray it down. And, you know, we'll spray in the evenings. And so we'll have different times when we do that. And there's a smaller version and a larger version. So, you know, that combined with, you know, an air purifying system, you know, we've got a multitude of different ways to kind of clean things, as well as just the typical spraying. You know, our industry's been cleaning for influenza and coronavirus and H1 staph, MRSA, fungus, bacteria forever. So that's nothing new for us. So we just really stepped up what we're doing and just taking things to the next level.
How are trainers going to help, especially because often it's a hands-on situation, trainers working with clients? Are they allowed to touch them or help them with the weights or anything like that?
So our personal trainers, they're almost like personal training concierge. They're literally wiping down the bench for people, sanitizing it before they use it. They're spraying down the dumbbells. They carry around a spray bottle and a towel, and they wipe things down before they even hand it to people. Or they're setting it on the ground, and they're having the client pick up the weights. And then when they put the weights away, they clean it again. So we've got a system in place to keep things as sanitized as possible.
All right. Bernie, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bernie Lecoq, owner of River North Gym, rivernorthgym.com, and you guys are opening for regular customers, essentially. Are you a membership gym, or is it pay-as-you-go?
You can do monthly membership, or you can do yearly membership.
Okay, and that starts again on Friday. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bro, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for answering all my questions. I know that I'm a little obsessive about cleanliness at the gym to begin with. I mean, it's always a little bit of a freak out for people like myself, because you see people, you know, first of all, they're sweating on everything because it's a gym. That's the whole idea of the gym. You're supposed to sweat, and then you start sweating on it. And then gyms always have just a little bit of a kind of a funk to them to begin with. You walk in, I know they try really hard not to. I'm going to tell you, when I was a kid, and I had a summer camp one year at a gym, there was like a pool. It was like an old man's gym that had like Turkish baths in it. And I think it was a summer camp. Maybe I'm just remembering it as a summer camp, and it was actually, you know.
Is that what your uncle told you?
Right. It was weird because he said, I own a camp. I think you're really going to like this. I'm like, what? Well, no, it was a summer camp run by a school, and they would take us to this gym to go to the pool or to use the gym inside if it was raining outside. And it freaked me out to no end. And again, this is, you know, the 1970s. This is a long time ago. But everything was slippy slidey when you'd walk around. I mean, I wanted to wear shoes in the pool. That's how creepy it was. Even the bottom of the pool was like sort of a slimy mess. And then when you get out of the pool, it was like the old men were sitting around. It was like a bunch of, like, again, old men that were trying to get in the pool naked. I'm not making this up. And this is not, I don't think it's an issue of molestation. I don't know. But this is like a repressed memory, perhaps. But they'd all be waiting for the kids to get out because I guess we would have the pool for 30 minutes or whatever. And then they, you know, take us and put us back in the bus and take us back to the school where the rest of the camp was going to be. And they would just standing there like naked around the pool. And when you get out of the pool and you walk on the pool tile kind of area, it was like there were peanuts on the floor. They would like, these guys would be sitting there naked eating peanuts, and there would be like these peanut remnants. And it was just that it took me years to be able to go back into a gym. Literally, I was 30 before I went back to a gym, just remembering what that looked and smelled like. And of course, the repressed memory of you know, old naked men standing around eating peanuts around a pool. At least that's how I recall it. And my therapist says I'm just fine. All right, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the Lincoln Park Zoo director. The zoo is ready, but I want to know about the animals. Maybe you want to know about the animals too. What is it going to be like for them when we go back? Were they enjoying not having to deal with us? That's a question that I have. And also, how are you going to be safe there as well? Plus, we're going to get rid of vaping now in the city of Chicago. City of Chicago may not sell these vaping products. One alderman says he wants to make that happen. We'll talk to him. That all comes your way in the 4 o'clock hour. But first, news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 2.
Wake up with Bob Surratt.
Wake up and get the day going with Bob Surratt. He has all you need 5 a.m. to 9 on Chicago's very own
WGN.